This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Chinese President Xi Jinping warned relations between Beijing and Taipei were, quote, grim on Sunday, urging the island's main opposition party to help seek unification of the country. China views self-ruled democratic Taiwan as part of its territory and vows to retake it one day by force if necessary. Xi has become the most aggressive leader since Mao Zedong, describing the seizure of the island as, quote, inevitable. Beijing has stepped up military, diplomatic, and economic pressure on Taiwan since the 2016 election of President Tsai Ing-wen, who views the island as a sovereign nation and not part of so-called One China. Last year, Chinese military jets made a record 380 incursions into Taiwan's defense zone, with some analysts warning that tensions between the two sides are at their highest since the mid-1990s. On Thursday, China flew 24 warplanes, including two nuclear-capable bombers, into Taiwan's air defense zone, the biggest incursion in weeks, after voicing its opposition to Taipei joining a major trans-Pacific trade deal. Britain said on Sunday it had collected evidence of multiple ships from various nationalities apparently breaching United Nations sanctions against North Korea, which banned the sale of fuel to the country. North Korea is under strict international sanctions imposed over its nuclear weapons and ballistic missile programs. Talks aimed at persuading Pyongyang to give up those weapons in return for lifting sanctions have been stalled. Earlier this month, a U.S.-based research group said in a report that smugglers were evading sanctions. This is VOA News. Swiss voters appear to have decided by a clear margin to allow same-sex couples to marry. A projection by the polling agency for Switzerland's public broadcasters shows the measure passing by 64% to 36% in a national referendum on Sunday. Switzerland's parliament and the governing federal council supported the so-called marriage for all measure, and pre-referendum polls showed a solid backing. Switzerland has authorized same-sex civil partnerships since 2007. Most countries in Western Europe already recognize same-sex marriage, while most of those in Central and Eastern Europe don't allow wedlock involving two men or two women. Several hundred demonstrators gathered in Tunis on Sunday under a heavy police presence to protest against Tunisian President Kais Saied's seizure of governing powers in July and called on him to step down. Saied this week brushed aside much of the 2014 constitution, giving himself power to rule by decree 2 months after he sacked the prime minister, suspended parliament, and assumed executive authority. The crisis has endangered the democratic gains that Tunisians won in a 2011 revolution that triggered the so-called Arab Spring protests and has slowed efforts to tackle an urgent threat to public finances, worrying investors. Saied has said his actions are needed to address a crisis of political paralysis, economic stagnation, and a poor response to the coronavirus pandemic. He has promised to uphold rights and not become a dictator. A first protest against Saied since his intervention on July 25th took place last week. The airport on the Spanish island of La Palma reopened Sunday as authorities allowed some evacuated residents to collect belongings from their homes as an erupting volcano continues to roar, but lava flows remain slow. The island's government says there's been, quote, no significant incidents with volcanoes since Saturday when part of a crater collapsed and another river of lava emerged. The Spanish airport authority says La Palma Airport is operational again after closing Saturday because of a heavy fall of volcanic ash that coated the runway. The closure led to long lines at the island's port to catch ferries off the island. The volcano on La Palma, which is part of the volcanic Canary Islands off northwest Africa, is home to about 85,000 people and erupted on September 19th. The prompt evacuations of more than 6,000 people have helped avoid casualties. Pope Francis said Sunday he was praying for all those affected by the volcano. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.